mountains hemmed you in with the silence that you most could hear, with only the of some timberwolves.
Carlin Donahue is his real name, but most people know the Oklahoma native as Buckwheat. Believe it or not, he didn't get his name from the Little Rascals character.
Something I picked up in seventh grade back in Colorado, and it was actually sort of, it had a derogatory connotation to it in the 60s.
But not as derogatory as one might think.
At the high school I went to and the middle school that I went to, if you went out for a sport, they couldn't cut you, right? But none of the jocks liked me. I mean, I was in like the coin and stamp club and the archaeology club and stuff like that. But I really wanted to be a jock, and it just wasn't working. And they called me a buckwheat.
At first, he didn't like it, but by the time he was out of high school, his own mother was calling him Buckwheat. That name stuck, and he has used the moniker ever since. Donahue has been telling stories and reciting excerpts from famous Alaska and Yukon writers for over 25 years. If you think the gig pays the bills, he'll tell you something different.
You know, it's just a hobby, and, you know, I make a little extra income, but, you know, you don't get health insurance and retirement out of a hobby that makes you a couple thousand dollars a year.
Before he got into the storytelling business, Donahue sold oil and gas leases in Colorado. One year he took a vacation to Alaska and fell in love.
When I got back home to Denver, I had my own company, and I just didn't renew any more contracts. And after about 13 months, I was able to just say adios, Colorado, and come up here.
When he arrived in Skagway, he began looking for work. He remembers very little job opportunities at the time. Skagway wasn't the tourist hotspot for cruise lines as it is today. Donahue says one thing in particular that stood out was Robert Service's poem, The Cremation of Sam McGee. He says there were some people reciting the poem at a local tourist trap.
I like doing it, and I had that piece memorized because of my relationship with my grandparents.
One summer, a storyteller who recited the poem at one of the tourist camps did not return. That's when Donahue was asked to step in.
And that's when I started, you know, they were giving me $10 a show, and just expanded on it from there. And then, because I was bartending in Skagway, and then was doing this, you know, for one campfire day, right, you know, and then tending bar at night.
And he hasn't looked back since hitting the storytelling circuit that spans the West Coast and Rocky Mountain states. He has added Banjo Patterson, Henry Lawson, Lord Tennyson, and Edgar Allan Poe to his artillery of works.
He seemed like a man with a foot in the grave, scarcely the strength of a louse. And he tilted a poke of dust on the bar and called, "Drinks for the house!"
Most of his audience is older, but Donahue says he would like to reach out to younger groups to keep the spirit of Robert Service alive.
I think that what he wrote 100 years ago is still valid today, especially to people from Alaska and the Yukon that understand it, right? I mean, because everybody in this room, well, not everybody, but most of the folks from Wrangell, you know, they know what cold is, right? I mean, I know that we're on the water here and stuff like that, just like in Skagway, and it's not like Barrow.
When Donahue is not on the road doing his hobby, you can find him in Skagway working for the local convention and visitors bureau. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.
In good Chichaco coin, which the same I spent that very night at Tenderloin.